Imagine two societies with identical wealth. In one, the richest earn four times what the poorest earn. In the other, the gap is ninefold. Which society would you expect to have lower crime rates, better health, stronger communities, and happier citizens? The spirit level delivers a startling answer backed by decades of research. The more equal society wins on virtually every measure of well-being, not just for the poor, but for everyone. This revelation arrived just as the 2008 financial crisis exposed capitalism's hollow promises, offering a profound insight. Our obsession with economic growth has blinded us to what truly matters for human flourishing. The book's cultural impact has been so profound that it spawned the Equality Trust, a nonprofit dedicated to spreading its central message. Greater equality benefits everyone, not just those at the bottom. We've created a world where unprecedented material prosperity coexists with profound emotional dissatisfaction. Since the 1970s, well-being measures have flatlined, even as GDP doubled in countries like the United States and Britain. Diseases of affluence have replaced diseases of poverty, ironically now affecting the poor disproportionately. Many seek escape through overeating, compulsive shopping, alcohol, and drugs, while anxiety and depression rates climb across all social groups. We've reached the diminishing returns of economic growth. New possessions provide only temporary satisfaction boosts, while fundamental human needs for connection, purpose, and community remain unmet. Meanwhile, our consumption exceeds what the planet can sustain. Most revealing is how differently income differences affect us within versus between societies. Some countries can be twice as rich as others with no benefit to life expectancy. Costa Rica achieves a life expectancy similar to the United States with just 1/4 the GDP per capita. The stress and social comparison from inequality appear more harmful than absolute poverty in developed nations. Countries like Bhutan, measuring gross national happiness, are pioneering approaches that better align with actual human flourishing. The data consistently shows that societies with larger income gaps have worse outcomes across virtually all well-being measures, whether examining trust, mental illness, life expectancy, obesity, educational performance, teenage births, homicides, imprisonment rates, or social mobility. Researchers found strong correlations with inequality. This pattern appears both internationally and when comparing U.S. states. This challenges common theories. The sorting theory, suggesting personal characteristics determine social position, doesn't explain why more unequal societies have more problems overall. The material conditions theory fails because some of the richest countries perform worst. What matters isn't absolute wealth, but relative social standing. Income inequality measures how hierarchical societies are. Where income differences are larger, social distances become more significant. Material inequality creates the framework for class and cultural differences. Over time, wealth disparities become overlaid with distinctions in education, taste, and other social identity markers. Crucially, greater equality benefits all social classes. Health outcome studies consistently show everyone fares better in more equal settings. While the poorest groups gain the most, benefits extend even to the highest social classes, a finding that should interest even those who believe they profit from inequality. Our sensitivity to social position profoundly affects our well-being. Research shows anxiety levels in the U.S. rose continuously between 1952 and 1993, spiking during periods of growing economic inequality. By the late 1980s, the average American child experienced higher anxiety than child psychiatric patients from the 1950s. This trend coincided with the emergence of defensive, insecure egotism, a threatened egotism serving as protection against social judgment. Inequality creates psychological distress because social evaluative threats, situations where we might lose others' esteem, trigger stronger physiological stress responses than physical dangers. As inequality grows, we focus more on assessing rank than recognizing our common humanity. We read indication of rank in each other's eyes within seconds of meeting. The contrast between equal Japan and unequal America is telling. Japanese people typically adopt self-deprecating styles, attributing successes to luck and failures to personal shortcomings, while Americans do the opposite. This difference appears in contexts from job interviews to classroom behavior. Rising inequality intensifies social evaluation anxieties by making status differences more consequential. People in more unequal countries prioritize financial prospects over romantic considerations when choosing partners. The French Revolution's call for liberty, equality, and fraternity identified the key dimensions for a better society, with equality serving as the precondition for both liberty and fraternity. When Alexis de Tocqueville visited America in 1831, he observed an equality of conditions, where Americans readily united, interacted with strangers, and supported each other, a foundation of trust he deemed essential to American society. Today's data reveals a stark contrast. In egalitarian Sweden, 66% of people trust others, compared to just 10% in more unequal Portugal. As inequality has grown in America since the 1960s, trust has correspondingly declined. This erosion matters profoundly. Trust fosters cooperation, community strength, better health outcomes, and resilience during crises. During Chicago's 1995 heat wave, poor but high-trust neighborhoods experienced fewer deaths than equally poor areas with low trust, where residents feared checking on neighbors. The popularity of aggressively named SUVs like Outlander and Pathfinder reflects this growing mistrust. These vehicles project military ruggedness, symbolizing attitudes toward crime and individualism. As inequality increased in the 1970s, hitchhiking declined while gated communities and security systems proliferated. Inequality also diminishes women's status and reduces international generosity. Research shows women fare worse in unequal societies, and only the most equal countries meet the UN's target for foreign development aid. Creating a more equal society requires not revolution, but transformation. A consistent direction of small changes that help everyone see how equality offers a more fulfilling life than hierarchy. Countries achieve equality through different means. Japan through smaller differences in gross earnings, others through redistributive taxes and welfare. The final level of inequality matters more than the method. Democratic employee ownership transforms businesses from property into communities, where workers control their work and earnings, with management answering to employees rather than distant shareholders. The London Symphony Orchestra, John Lewis Partnership, and Spain's Mondragon Corporation demonstrate this model's success. Today's economy is shifting as technology reduces variable costs for digital products. For music, software, films, and books, additional copies cost almost nothing to produce or distribute, creating a growing free sector despite corporate efforts to enforce intellectual property rights. Building a more equal society requires political will based on an achievable vision. Evidence shows even small decreases in inequality significantly improve quality of life. We can create a society with less status division, stronger communities, solutions to global warming, democratic workplaces, and a growing non-monetized economy. The choice is clear. Continue increasing inequality with its proven damage to well-being, or embrace the evidence that more equal societies are healthier, happier, and more sustainable for everyone, including those at the top. The spirit level reminds us that balance creates foundations upon which all can thrive.